Hello, hello, and happy Wednesday. It is just the strangest winter, but it's actually so nice because we don't have to shovel snow and we can kind of just incubate in our little cocoons and enjoy this this transition. So I am Lindy, and you're listening to Let Your Color Out Life, and today I'm very excited to talk with a woman that I really just met probably 6 months ago, but I find her absolutely fascinating. She had a thriving practice, medical practice in Coeur d'Alene, and she's in a bit of a recalibration place. She's a naturopathic doctor, and she has helped so many people just truly empower themselves in their health. And as you know, Let Your Color Out Life is all about talking to people who have had some sort of challenge or something that they have followed a path to discover a healthier way of living. So anyway, I got off track there, but Casey Carr is with me today, and I just adore this young woman, and she's a bright light, and I am actually hoping to get her up to our community to be a naturopathic doctor. So thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. Welcome, Casey. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks so much, Lindy. I'm very excited to be with you.
I think I got a little nervous. I got a little tongue-tied. This woman is really, I mean, tell us a tiny bit about you. You went to Cornell. You've got a great background in both plant medicine and all kinds of Western trained and the ologies and everything. You were talking about it. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I've been super fortunate to have a really unique and diverse path. I went to Cornell University, as you mentioned, and I entered with nutritional sciences as my major and pre-med because I believed back then, even as a teen, that food is medicine. So yeah, it's been sort of the drum I've been beating for 18 years at this point almost. And then from there, I left, you know, pretty prestigious school, very disillusioned and just being like, wow, I didn't really learn what I wanted to about nutrition or medicine. And I started working on a bunch of farms, actually, which led me to the farm that I took you to this past fall. And I have a long history and just strong relation and ties with. And sort of through a journey of then working on farms and shadowing naturopathic doctors, shadowing medical doctors, being in hospitals, I sort of decided what was my path going to be. And I decided that naturopathic medical school, which just like any other medical degree, it's 4 years and you get all the pathology, physiology, anatomy, pharmacology, you know, you get all the things. But in addition to that, we have more, a few other things we get trained in. So botanical medicine, which is a real love of mine. Things like physical medicine, counseling, 2 years of nutrition. And something that I think really distinguishes naturopathic doctors is our actually training in philosophy. We get 2 years of philosophy as well. Basically,
wow.
Philosophy is about healing, medicine, you know, quote unquote cure. And so we really, I like to try and be a deep thinker about these
Absolutely.
Things that, you know, health is one of the, is the most precious thing in life.
Your health is your wealth.
Totally.
100%. That
yes.
used to be the name of the show. And then I ended up kind of wanting to talk to more people than just doctors, but I'm so happy to have you in the studio. It's interesting. I did meet Casey when we were doing a food as pharmacy, and I was so intrigued. We met at Genesis Farms, and I was just intrigued with the concept of, you know, eating things that could help me manage autoimmune, which is, of course, I think those of you who have listened before, you know, I talk freely about the MS in the body or an autoimmune that I have, just trying to keep all of that at bay. And so that's something that I find so fascinating. There is so much that you can do with your own diet to manage an illness in the body or stave off a possible illness.
Totally. Yeah. Being preventive as well. And I'd say, you know, especially our area of North Idaho, people have been doing this for so long already, but it's nice that more research is finally following.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. And the connection is it's not just, you know, what you eat. For me, I talk about different levels of food as medicine, like what that means, like, oh, I don't eat carbs. Food is medicine.
Right. I eat my micro and macro nutrients.
Exactly.
I
shop at Whole Foods, like food is medicine. I'm like, that's why I started the food as pharmacy, with just that pharmacy being spelled pharmacy, because I consider farmers who are practicing regenerative farming techniques and taking care of the land, and, you know, they're growing really nutrient dense food.
They're checking in with their soil.
Yeah. And they are not just, I mean, I've heard this before, of doctors treat disease and farmers prevent disease. And then I also say, you know, farmers are essential healthcare workers, because I really think that they are. Because if we have nutrient poor soils, which I see all the time, you know, I'm running labs on people of zinc, copper, B12, folate, you know.
Selenium.
Yep, selenium. Yeah. Even myself, you know, I eat really well and I'm like, oh, my B12 is sort of low, you know, because mm-hmm. it's like our soil is not in good shape. So it's so important. And I do think, you know, at one point I was like, do I want to become a farmer or a doctor? Because both contribute to human health. And
being a farmer is a labor of love. Actually, probably both are. You know, yeah, they both are grueling in their own way.
100%.
You know? Yeah. But you are making a difference. And that's the thing that I think is both farmers yeah. and, you know, again, what I love about the naturopathic approach, and even you specifically, I love that you empower us in our health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I haven't had the chance to actually be a patient, but hoping that after your recalibration, you land in this beautiful yes. part of North Idaho, mm-hmm. or you'll have some sort of a telehealth. That's what people are doing too. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, teaching people that just because they got a diagnosis doesn't mean that that's right. the path it's going to yeah. unfold, you know, in their life.
So one of the first lessons in like philosophy class year one of naturopathic medical school is, you know, what does the term doctor come from? And it's from the Latin root docere, which means to teach. Mm-hmm. So really doctor as teacher is one of the most important tenets in naturopathic medicine, just like, you know, a documentary. It's called those two share a Latin word root because you learn, you know, it's meant to educate and learn. So, you know, it's not just ideally, you know, each medical situation, of course, so unique, and at different times you maybe need to put different hats on as a doctor. But for me, I think the education part is really, it's hugely important. And
that's so much of getting on top of your own
yeah.
issues, whatever yeah. they might be.
Exactly.
Whether it's, you know, depression, anxiety, and all of the current mental health status that we have
oh,
now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or autoimmune is also rampant
yeah.
in our world.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, it's just an absolute joy to have you with me. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to dive into one of these wonderful topics. I have yet to decide.
Perfect.
All right. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy.
North Spokane, we're here. Fred's Appliance is now open along Highway 2. Our brand new 18,000 square foot showroom is packed with appliances. Need a new appliance fast? This new location is just one more way for you to explore our Get It Today inventory. Trying to find the best appliances for your needs? We have you covered. From refrigerators to ranges to laundry, Fred's Appliance has the selection, service, and speed you won't find anywhere else. Fred's Appliance. We sell appliances. Only appliances.
It's the Spokane Boat Show's 71st anniversary. Don't be fooled by a dealer's open house. The real deals are all in one place. The Spokane Boat Show. January 29th through February 1st at the Spokane Fair and Expo Center. This is where you can compare it all, side by side. Fishing boats, pontoons, wake boats, cruisers, and more. Boats of every type and every size. With major dealers from across the region competing for your business, you'll find special show pricing and deals you won't get anywhere else.
Under moonlit stars with the wind as your soul.
So before you buy at an open house, do your homework where it counts. One stop. All the boats, all the brands, all the best prices. The Spokane Boat Show is family fun.
Only in a boat, only in a boat, only in a boat.
January 29th through February 1st at the Spokane Fair and Expo Center. Visit SpokaneBoatShow.com for more info.
Say yes to a healthy new year with a YMCA membership and make your Y the place to get healthy. At the Y, there's so much more than fitness classes, pools, and gym equipment. There are programs that support the whole health of your entire family. And right now, you can get started with no join fee, up to an $88 savings, and no contracts. The YMCA is a place where everyone belongs, and wellness is more than just a buzzword. From swim lessons and activity spaces for youth and teens to yoga and pickleball. Check out everything the Y has to offer by visiting ymcainw.org. When you add it all up, a Y membership delivers exceptional value month after month. There's never been a better time to join. Make the YMCA your place too. Visit ymcainw.org today. Prorated membership dues apply. Offer good through January 31st.
Now is the best time to have a stove corral. Replace that old poor performing wood stove with a new high efficiency Blaze King. Experience a much longer burn time while consuming 30% less wood. Blaze King manufactures the three most efficient wood stoves in the world. Sound too good to be true? Come by the Stove Corral to learn more about the Blaze King difference and the 30% tax credit. Located in Ponderay. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come by the Stove Corral.
News Talk 97.1 KSBT KBFI.
Okay, we are back, and you're listening to Dr. Casey Carr and Light Your Color Out Life with Lindy, and we are talking about just, in fact, during the break, we were talking about how it's so important that we recognize that just because we have some sort of an illness or a diagnosis in the body, that we still have the ability to change the outcome. Mm-hmm. And not always. I mean, you know, sometimes, like, I just lost a very dear friend with pancreatic cancer myself, mm-hmm. but he lasted 4 more years. Then yeah. maybe he would have, if he wouldn't have changed diet, looked at different, you know, plant medicine and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So that's a beautiful gift that you find a care provider that helps empower you in your journey. And like you were saying in our before when we were starting, that it's a part of the education you like to offer.
Right. Right.
And you don't just hand off prescriptions and things like that all the time. You're like, these are things you can take care of and in your own power at home.
Yeah. Yeah, I think especially naturopathic medicine, as best we can, at least I try to have the lens of how can I help someone increase their vitality, you know, because that is the vitality is what can help combat what the body may be facing. Because, I mean, you can live a very quote unquote clean lifestyle, but we all know that person of they've done all the right things and they get cancer, whatever it may be. And I would say, you know, that's my history of my family and what brought me to what I'm doing. But, you know, you think about, well, how can we maybe help remove toxins? Or that's why I'm a big proponent of soil health, because that's also environmental health. And, you know, that has such an impact on our health as humans. So we're really interconnected. You know, we think we're this separate entity, but really we're very inextricably linked with what's happening in the world around us. So yeah, there's a lot of toxins out there, and the more ways that we can have to try and mobilize them or get them out of our body in a safe way is important.
It seems like there's just more and more that we're like discovering, and or maybe it's just the awareness is starting. I think we're in a time where people are starting to be aware.
Right, right.
And starting just to sort of wake up with all of the things that, you know, they're just putting in their body. And,
right.
And even listening to.
Yeah.
I mean, the things we listen to, you have to, you know, get out of the negative news cycle and some of those things. And that impacts. There's a Carolyn Meese is a great author that I've listened to, and she talks about your biology is your biography, mm-hmm. you know, and they really are linked.
Yeah,
and I think
that.
It's brilliant.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah.
You have to find ways to do that. But I think, you know, something again that you bring, and maybe this is an opportunity for you to talk about it a little bit, is just what we can do in our own lives and how we can maybe weave food in as a pharmacy on a regular basis. Let's just say, you know, we're in the cold season or viral season. What mm-hmm. are some ideas that you might suggest if someone out there is listening and might be, or have a kid that doesn't want to just go on antibiotics for ear infection? What are some suggestions you might recommend just using food as your pharmacy?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it can be so individualized. You know, it's one thing where it's, we can really demonize the food, and I try and get away from that. If it's like, oh, it's gluten or it's dairy or like X might be the cause of everything. And we all have individual biochemistry, you know, right. and sort of like a history of what could be most agreeable or not agreeable to our body. And so I think being curious about what is happening in your body and taking time to observe, because I think the culture in which we eat in, it's sort of rushed. It's a convenience culture. You know, there's 10,000 ingredients. Well, not 10,000, but 10 plus ingredients, you know, in one food. So I try not to be too dogmatic when it comes to food.
Yeah, and we have to live in this world.
Right, we have to live in this world. Right. Food is also a connecting thing. It's a pleasurable mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing we talked about in Italy when we were together is the Mediterranean diet has so hundreds, if not thousands of, you know, reasons why it's the healthiest diet and randomized controlled trials. And these two Italian researchers wrote a paper saying, hey, Americans, you all are missing it. Like, yeah, we hit the micros. Yeah, we hit the macros. But we also eat food in a way that's pleasurable and in community. And I think that's something that's hugely missed. So even if those are two things that you can change about the which nervous system are you in when you're eating food? Are you in sympathetic or parasympathetic?
It's just such a great point.
You know, so it could be as simple as that, because usually all my patients get some sort of like nervous system training and regulation, which I know you're huge about, Lindy.
I am big into the educating people about their nervous. I didn't even know the parasympathetic existed
totally.
When I went down the MS journey. But
yeah,
no doubt I got the autoimmune because I was a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
I had no release,
right?
No off valve.
Yeah.
And our world doesn't really support downtime.
No. So we're just sort of caught in this constant cycle. And I think if we can, you know, we talked about swimming upstream a little bit for your own best health outcomes, because there's not a great incentive to, you know, be healthy, then we're not quite as profitable. Like, I hate to say it and be that cynical, but, you know, we get to, is it simple and free choices, you know, of doing, we talk so much about, I'm going to go to the gym starting in January. I'm going to, you know, get physically fit. And I'm like, oh, what if we were to take on that for like mental fitness?
Right.
Like, why don't we take our mind to the gym every day? And guess what? It's free.
Yeah.
You can do it at home.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can actually prioritize, and it's not as much time. You can prioritize mental fitness just as much as you prioritize physical fitness.
That's so interesting. We'll come right back to that, because I want you to expand on what you see at mental fitness. But something that I'm thinking is literally, I hadn't introduced how Casey and I'd met, but I went on a retreat with her to Mexico, this beautiful Italy. I am going to Mexico, to Italy. And it's a Spinocchia. Did I say it right?
Spinocchia.
Spinocchia. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I think one of the things we brought home, because we are living in a fast world right now, and especially fast at home, we have a lot going on. And we brought home just kind of we introduced a Monday night dinner concept, and we took home that we're going to sit down, we're not going to have phones, we're going to take a moment and just make a dinner that maybe was in a cookbook and just plan. And what my partner and I did is we took the cooking off our kids that night. So we just get together, and then we invite somebody, you know, a neighbor that was interesting or somebody kind of fun, or maybe get my parents down, bring the parents down and the elders, and, you know, just talk about fun stories rather than just this planned eat, run, go do stuff or in our regular. And I think you really hit that. Would that be something you might say is a takeaway from mental health?
For
like,
sure.
I feel like that was, they've just turned into be really fun dinners.
Yeah. It enhances life, you know, in all the ways,
yeah.
I think. And I think, you know, part of the reason like bringing people to Italy is because they're such a great example of lifestyle medicine, of like these sort of values that they just so stubbornly hold on to, that our convenience culture has long since eschewed, you know,
let go
to the wayside. And also, you know, food is medicine as well, because it's the priority of having food grown locally, you know, more fresh. It's fewer days from pick to getting to your counter. So therefore, it's way more nutrient dense. And, you know, you can get into the nitty gritty of like the physiology of that, but really just like zoom out and you're like, oh, wow, that's sort of the way that our body is made to process food with others in a fresh way. And, you know,
I mean, if you look at the farmers or the age days gone by, I mean, that is how we would eat. I mean, we grew up with family dinners, sit down family dinners all the time.
It's a lost art.
And it, you know, we still do them in our family, because my dad is very much that, you know, that hub, I guess, for all of us. And
so
I think
special.
We've all introduced it in our own families too. There's four of us, and we all have it in our own ways in our own families, but we all come together still.
Yeah.
And I do feel like that is something, but I'd never really looked at it like mental health, but it is a bit of a mental reset.
Yeah. And the Harvard Longevity Study, I mean, not to get too sciencey, but it, for health outcomes at 80, it showed that one of the most important things you could do is actually have strong social connections at age 50. That's one of like the biggest predictors of overall health, morbidity, mortality at age 80 is sort of what are your community connections like at 50?
That's so interesting, because I do know, because my parents are both, you know, 89 and 84.
Wow, that's great.
And doing very well on so many levels. Aging, of course, but, you know, aging with a great attitude.
Right.
I mean, that is inspiring for sure for me. But a lot of older people don't have that connection, and it makes me sad because I feel like – but that's also on us as the younger generation, because we're, you know, cats in the cradle kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just missed the window because, you know, we were busy building the life, and we missed that opportunity. But, you know, just the other day, it's funny, I was with my mom and we had a minute because we were waiting for the doctor's appointment. And okay, we might have had a few extra. If she's listening, she'll be like, it was a lot longer, but that's okay. Sometimes you wait for doctors. And it was so fun. I just asked her, you know, about something in the past. She's like, oh, I remember. I just drove up in my Rambler with the little baby and, you know, a nun. And then we didn't have a spot in Bozeman because there was a snowstorm, in Butte because there was a snowstorm, and I had to find a spot to sit down or stay, and there was no room at the inn, and the front desk said, well, my mom might put you up. Wow. And so she stayed at my mom's, or she stayed at the innkeeper's mom. I'm like, kind of a very
right.
lovely story.
Yeah,
that is. Almost parable-ish.
Yeah.
But it just, those are things that are missed, you know,
totally.
In this day. Because we're all going a little too fast, and we're all a little hesitant to trust, and...
Yeah.
You know, I think that is circling back to your mental health. That's probably a big piece of it.
The slowdown.
Yeah. And then just that looking to our elders for story and, you know, yes, everybody has been built on what has been before. So it's like there's no reason to shame, blame, or point fingers. It's like our state of the world is just, it's constantly just circling around, you know? And but the mental health, I think, we'll take a short break. When we come back, I'd like to expand on that because I think that's a really tough thing for people right now. You're, you know, whatever age you are, youngers, our kids are riddled with anxiety right now, especially post-COVID and things like that. So
100%.
We'll just take a second break and we'll come back and we'll just talk about some of your ideas for mental health that you can even apply at home.
Great.
Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio.
Just like the Bulldogs push the pace on the court, Ziply Fiber brings the speed at home with fiber internet up to 50 gig right here in Sandpoint. No contracts, no hassles. Just fast, reliable fiber internet that keeps every highlight, buzzer beater, and post-game recap streaming without buffering. Plans start at just $20 a month. So whether you're streaming the game, checking stats, or celebrating another Bulldogs win, do it with Ziply Fiber. Visit ziplyfiber.com to get started.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They stock Instant Change and carry the reliable Deca line of batteries. Stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC-certified master mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road all winter long. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Fridays until 6. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
North Idaho, adventure is calling, and you do not want to miss this. The North Idaho RV Show is rolling into the Kootenai County Fairgrounds January 22nd through the 25th. Shop huge show-only deals on travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Plus, feel the thrill with Post Balls Power Sports bringing the adrenaline. Sponsored by Bobby Combs RV Centers. January 22nd through the 25th, the North Idaho RV Show. Be there and get ready to roam.
One of the best things about winter in North Idaho is bird watching. Get a close-up view of our local feathered friends when you provide them with bird seed and suet from the co-op. Choose a brightly colored feeder, fill it with seed, and hang it near sliding doors or windows. Chickadees, nuthatches, sparrows, and house finches, among others, will appear at your bird feeders over time. In the spring, add hummingbird feeders to the lineup for year-round enjoyment. The co-op stocks a wide variety of bird seed, nut and berry foods, nutrient-dense suet and suet feeders, as well as a great selection of beautiful feeder options. They can hang just about anywhere and are easily filled and enjoyed. Make birdwatching your new favorite winter pastime with products from the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
Oh, how's that flu, babe? Did you take DayQuil Intense Flu yet?
Nah, I got this. Ugh, okay, I don't got this.
You stay on the couch, and I'll grab the DayQuil.
Undo your flu symptoms with DayQuil Intense Flu. DayQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms.
I'm ready for that to-do list.
Wow, you do got this.
DayQuil Intense Flu, the daytime coughing, aching, fever, under your flu medicine. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
News Talk 97.1.
hello. Welcome back. We are talking with Casey, Dr. Casey Carr, who was a practicing physician, had a huge, huge patient group in northern Idaho. And then she's taking just a recalibration, seeing how she's going to unfold the next chapter of her life. Yeah. And we were talking before the break just about mental health and the things that we can do. And one of the things that I did want Casey to talk about is she just also went during this recalibration, she did an amazing thing that it's been on, I'm not going to say my bucket list, but it's definitely been on my radar. It's not something that I think in this lifetime I want to do, but I'm so proud of you for doing it. It's called Vipassana, and it is a silent retreat for 10 days.
10 days, yeah.
10 days. Mm-hmm. And this will be applicable, but just give us a quick nutshell. What was probably one of the biggest takeaways from that? Just being quiet and sitting with yourself in discomfort.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I would say, you know, I maybe called it a retreat before I went, but during it, I was like, oh, this is a course. This is really
a course with yourself.
Yeah. Steep learning curve of, you know, waking up at 4 and your first meditation begins at 4:30. And then for 9 hours that day, you're going to be sitting, meditating, and really not moving. And so the silent part, at least for me, was easy. I know you said, Linda, you're like, oh my gosh, I could not. Like,
that would be hard, I think. I mean, I think I could do a couple days, but yeah, I mean, like 10 days without communication.
Actually,
like
10 days without hearing human laughter, I realize is pretty hard, actually, because when I heard laughter for the first time, and I'm not like a big tears of joy person, but I was like, whoa, it's so nice to hear that sound again of just
laughter. Yeah, but all of the senses were like illuminated.
Oh, the contrast. Yeah, everyone was like, you're going to be, all the people who've done it before was like, you're very sensitive afterwards, which was interesting because you're more in tune versus, you know, I maybe went in a bit more numbed out, you know, after having been through medical school and then jumping right into practice and being so busy.
We had COVID, you know, behind us. And that was such a horrible state of humanity. I mean, there was way too much. We won't even get into that, but it just wasn't our best side.
Right.
But that's all right. We're moving into the age of Aquarius, so we'll take that. But so one of the things we talked about is just this ability to find comfort in discomfort. And that is really hard. Mm-hmm. Can you give any tips on that?
But the main thing I learned from that was knowing it was going to pass. Mm. So it's like I've done 50K, you know, ultra trail running races before. My first 2025 was like the year of hard things for me, like physically and mentally. It was like, I'm going to leave a thriving medical practice and just jump into the unknown a little bit. And I'm going to run a 50K and do a 50K cross country ski and do a 10-day Vipassana. It was sort of like a year of hard things, which, you know, I signed up for and it was great. But the consistency, someone said to me during the 50K trail run race of like, the good news about this race is that whatever you're feeling right now, it's going to change. And that was the same thing in the Vipassana of like whatever your mind is experiencing, whatever pain your body may be experiencing, my legs were numb, if I had an itch, like it's going to pass, you know, just sort of observe and see.
This too shall pass, such an age-old cliche, totally. But wisdom.
Yes. Yeah. So not really getting fixated on, well, maybe what could happen or the what ifs, but just getting very present to the, well, what is, and whether good or bad, it's going to change.
Yeah.
So,
well, on that note, this might be a great thing. We were also, you know, we're talking about mental health. And if you struggle with any kind of mental issues or your kids or your family, Casey and I talked during break about just a very short, quiet meditation. I know when I started meditating, it was very hard to sit still and my mind was absolutely all over the place. Mm-hmm. And then again, this, you know, lady suggested that I, you know, just like a bird in the sky, like you just kind of watch it and you let it go. You just let it go. And that was such good practice for me for who I've become today. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Why would you recommend meditation to people? Like what are the advantages for mental health there?
Well, it's not only my patients with anxiety, depression, or seasonal affective disorder that get this talk. It's like those with GI issues, you know, because it's like anxiety. Yeah.
System. Absolutely.
Totally manifests itself in so many different ways. And so just this sort of just hitting not even a pause button, but just allowing your nervous system before you get bombarded with the 10,000 notifications that happened overnight on your phone, before you look at it, or even better, if you sleep with it and do not disturb or airplane mode, you go to the bathroom, whatever, take care of those needs, and then sit down and studies showed 20 minutes twice a day is gold standard for your vagus nerve, which we can talk about the vagus nerve if we want to. But really, I'm just like, make it approachable. Start with 5 minutes and don't even call it meditation if that's intimidating, because the goal isn't not to think nothing. It's just to realize, what are you thinking, you know?
And not judge it. We talked about that. Just let it. Yeah. Just be like, that's so interesting.
And just sort of coming back to mindful breath, essentially. So like what I give my patients is, you know, don't multitask doing this. Don't do it on the way into work driving. Don't do it in the shower. Don't do it while cooking. Sit your butt down. Do it for 5 minutes in an undistracted place. Just like how you would go to the gym and do that consistently in one place where you're not distracted by anything else. You're doing the same thing for your mind, taking it to your own mental gym, which can just be right at home. And you just notice your breath. You know, that can be your anchor, sort of. It's like, my mind, first 2 days of Vipassana was unreal. Oh my gosh. I was singing the Oscar Mayer Wiener song, because we were singing that in Italy, of like B-O-L-O-G-N-A. Like that was just going off nonstop. It was nothing profound. But, you know, it was just like, crazy. All right, Casey, training, bring that mind back to, it's like sort of you're training an animal in a way of like, all right, bring it back. You're coming back to this moment.
And it needs to, I mean, it needs to be trained. So you need to practice. Yeah. It's not going to be, it's a practice. Right. And I think it's a lifelong practice. I used to be very, very strong in it. And it's so beautiful. This is our conversation today, because I'm really spinning out as I'm in the process of building a house and just juggling again, way too much. And I do remember, you know, I would get to that point. I didn't even know how to meditate. And it sounds so like big, and I just got up a few minutes early and I would just lay in bed.
Right.
And I started with 2 minutes and then start with five. And then I actually found a little cushion. Then I created a little space. I made a little altar and all of those things. And so what's beautiful about this conversation is I can just quickly go back to that now. I don't have to go through the weeks of learning and training. Mm-hmm. That's my starting point now.
Yeah.
Like just going straight to the cushion and just start maybe with 3 or 5 minutes again.
Yeah.
You know, I have to start again, but you know.
Because it can change the entire trajectory of your day.
It does.
Like,
it really
I know
does.
For me, as soon as I turn my phone on, I'm like, whoosh, the day is off and running. Yeah. Like, I've got emails and tech. I was just like, we have so many ways to receive notifications and our attention to be pulled in every way. But if I come from a place that's more centered and parasympathetic, well, that's going to change how the rest of my day goes, basically.
And it's also where we're our kindest self, you know? We're more patient. Mm-hmm. We can have a less reactive perspective if something comes up.
Expands your capacity, you know, really, I think, of, and it's maybe the thing we want to do least, but probably what we have to do most.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sort of think about, like, what if everyone, instead of their New Year's resolution, was, I'm going to go to the gym every day. And I'm like, what if you were to sit down for 5 minutes every morning and,
yourself.
Yeah. How could that change?
I found, you know, when I was writing the books, The Recovering Alpha Female, I found that when I would talk to fellow alphas, they did not want to sit with their own minds.
Right.
And I was guilty of that myself. It's like, it wasn't kind to myself.
Me too.
You know, I'm not nice to ourselves often. Yeah. You know, I would not talk to a friend often how I would speak with myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's really common of this overachieving, you know, environment and these youngers that we're producing that are, you know, the bar is never going to be high enough. Right. So it's like this never ending cycle of trying to achieve to be greater. And so that time, that's why there's resistance, I think, to sit and get quiet. It's easier to go tick a box, honestly.
Right. Well, what I hear about is like value in the external things versus value in the internal. You know, we've been so trained to be like all of our values.
Performers.
Versus being like, oh, what about my own internal state and sort of self-assessment? And if you don't want to listen to it, well, then that's something to listen to, actually, because why is that narrative there?
Running?
And, you know, we've talked about the whole autoimmune thing before, but the narrative you had with yourself of attack self, attack self, attack self. Your body's like, oh, attack self. Okay.
Such
I can
bully.
Do that. Go after the nerves. Great.
Such a bully.
Yeah.
Where's the weakness? I'll hit the nerves and, you know, I'll hit the colon and, you know, UC or whatever it is.
Dr. Gabor Mate. Are you familiar with his work?
I am not.
He's probably his mid-70s now. He's a family physician, medical doctor, practiced up in BC for a while. And he, you know, he's just pointed out the similarity of like, why do women hold the burden of most autoimmune diseases? You know, it's because of sort of the expectations we have for women and the narrative that they tend to carry for themselves of, you know, basically deny your own needs and self and have this pretty harsh attitude. And it manifests in a way of your body self-attacking.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of my theory with MS is it really, we just are so hard on ourselves that it's just, it had right. to just, you know, the mind, the language. But so to our point, meditation, if you can just take those few minutes and you don't have to think kind things or anything, but you can just keep bringing it back to breath. And then what I found for me really helped shift things was gratitudes, you know, practicing I have a regular gratitude practice, which I think is
me as well.
Is just a staple in any diet.
Yeah. Agreed. You know? Agreed. Essential nutrient, vitamin G.
Yeah, actually, that's probably a good point. Yeah. And meditation, is there another, I think, anything using food would, I mean, is there anything to like maybe watching plastic intakes or anything that might, that's probably a whole topic,
but
I'm curious if there's anything that you might just be able, some people I'm just thinking out there want to try a couple of things if they had a couple of little
food
takeaways. Yeah.
Or
whatever comes to your mind. This is just a free conversation.
Yeah. I mean, so much comes to mind, but like food wise, my challenge to people is always like, go see if you can find someone who's producing food locally. And that could be as simple from, you know, farmer's market in the summer to, you know, places here in North Idaho that we have up in Sandpoint of Genesis Mountain Farms. We've got Pack River. I mean, there's a pretty incredible happening farm scene up here, actually.
We have a great farm scene.
Yeah. So it's like, go support them. Go buy something from them because they're busting their backs and
growing
dedicated their life to
nutritious food.
Yeah, exactly. So go meet them, you know, go see how you can buy something from them. And you don't have to buy everything from them because I understand, you know, it might not be financially affordable to everyone, but it could be something so small like microgreens from
Genesis.
Moosewood. Yeah, or Genesis or, you know, just – that's what I do. It's like, okay, I can buy microgreens this week.
Right.
Great. That's what I'm getting.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So just, it doesn't have to be huge. You don't have to overhaul your life and buy a farm and do the things like just.
But then it also gets that into your diet.
Right.
Too.
Exactly.
So that's a really kind of you're supporting a farmer but you're getting something into the diet that you might not have before.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
We have to take our final break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about ways that you can get involved with Casey and just finish off with something wonderful, I'm sure. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Oh, how's that flu, babe? Did you take DayQuil Intense Flu yet?
Nah, I got this. Ugh, okay, I don't got this.
You stay on the couch, and I'll grab the DayQuil.
Undo your flu symptoms with DayQuil Intense Flu. DayQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms.
I'm ready for that to-do list.
Wow, you do got this.
DayQuil Intense Flu, the daytime coughing, aching, fever, under your flu, medicine. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Pool World.
Pool World is celebrating 50 years in business, so we're offering great deals right now as part of our 50 Days of Savings sale.
For the first 50 new hot tubs sold, receive a cover lifter, steps, and a free gift. And save up to $5,000 off a new hot tub.
Also, for the first 50 days of the new year, get 50% off a cold plunge with the purchase of a Luleå or Reflection sauna.
If you're looking for a great way to start the new year and focus on health, stop by your nearest Pool World store and see what we have to offer.
As a wellness supplier, Pool World offers hot tubs from brands like Hot Spring and Caldera, saunas, swim spas, and cold plunges, all of which can be used for hydrotherapy, heat therapy, exercise, and relaxation.
Pool World, creating 50 years of backyard memories one splash at a time. With four locations, Valley, Central Spokane, North Spokane, and Coeur d'Alene.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT KBFI.
All right, as we enter our final few with sweet Casey Carr, I should call her Dr. Casey Carr, but she really is an absolutely lovely human. I was thinking, reflecting on all the great stuff she shared today. You know, we can start with just a little bit of meditation very slowly. We can get involved with a local farmer. That's always a great way. You support a CSA in a farm group, as well as getting these greens into your body that maybe aren't there. Breathing, just taking time to celebrate community, maybe introduce one night a week. Again, I've done the Monday night dinner thing, and that has just been, it's just really been fun. We've, you know, had a neighbor over that we wouldn't, and maybe they were alone. I mean, there's some really special things you can do with that.
Simple. And these are all free. You know, we haven't really mentioned anything that's
nothing not, costs. But I will mention something that costs, because I am going to give a real shout out and a testimonial. So Casey, again, she's in a little bit of a recalibration while she's going to start a telehealth and then figure out which town, which city she's going to land in. And so I'm going to just stay connected with her, and you can too, and she'll tell you how to do that. But she took us, so we went to this, we met her at Genesis Mountain Farms, and just really enjoyed her perspective on food and a lot of the things you've been listening to. And then we went, she had this retreat in Italy, Spinocchia. Did I do it?
You nailed it.
And it's this amazing place outside of Florence, and it's in Tuscany, and it's very affordable, but you have four or five nights, I think.
Five nights this year, yeah.
Five nights this year. And you meet a handful of people, somewhat like-minded, but not necessarily. That's not what, but you all become fast friends, but you have this evening of community, but you learn about the land, you learn about the farming, and you just, and every day she gives us a talk a little bit about how you can understand what's going on in the body. And there's so much, as I mentioned when we first came on, that is the key to your own health, is by understanding your own body. And you give us some really great tools for that. So maybe you would like to expand a little bit on your retreat that's coming up.
Sure.
And I noticed that, because I am on her newsletter. You can also sign up and get on her newsletter. And I read it. It's always got great content. So there's always something you can learn in it. And I very much enjoy that. But tell us a little bit about the retreat and how people can stay connected to you.
Yeah, so it was such a treat having you for the retreat, and I really call it like a food as medicine immersion, really, because you're on a 1,000-acre working farm. It just had its 800th anniversary when we were there, so the history is also incredible, but, you know, everything's there, and it's just such a great learning venue of, number one, you can taste it, but also you can see it. And I get to sort of just have some discussions with people about it too, of some of the science behind it, and then also just health stats of Italy versus the U.S. and why is it different and so much better. You know, that's what we talked about, of just the health stats in Italy are so much better. So it's just, it's an immersion, and it's also just a lot of fun. I've spent 9 out of the last 12 falls in Italy in some capacity, whether it was farming or I used to be a cycling guide over there. So I just have a deep love for Italy and the culture. And so it's a very fun intersection of medicine and food and farming in Italy for me. So it's a great it's a great opportunity to try and share that with others. So it's October 24th to 29th of 2026. More details on my website, which is just my name, drcasecarr, drcasecarr.com. And there's a little video up there that Lindy's in there too. You can see her, give a mini testimonial. And then that's also how you can sign up for my newsletter. You scroll down to the bottom and you can sign up for my newsletter. I think it's really non-spammy. It's like, what, every 2 to 4 weeks and educationally focused. And I do some things in the community. Like yesterday I gave a plant talk at the library down in Coeur d'Alene, and I do some plant walks.
And you're off to study with another in Denver. You've got this amazing opportunity to apprentice with a phenomenal herbalist.
Yeah, she's legendary naturopath and herbalist, and she's just looking to pass the torch a little bit. So I'm so grateful. I'm getting some really meaningful learning right now that's just really enriching the way I'm practicing. And because I still have a lot of patients that I had in Coeur d'Alene, they're asking for my services. I'm opening up a little bit of a telehealth practice as well while I'm still in sort of this learning phase that I'm in. So I'll be accepting telehealth patients here starting in February. So that's another way you can connect.
And that's on your website as well.
Also on my website. You can get on the wait list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So and Instagram handle is also the same, Dr. Casey Carr. My website's tried to keep it all pretty streamlined, but feel free to connect.
I'd love to. No, I think that's wonderful that you continue. I wish more people had the opportunity, you know, and Casey is very humble because she's quite young, and she just got this amazing award in Coeur d'Alene, one of the top 30 under 40.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they rolled out the red carpet and celebrated this amazing mind and, you know, the impact she's making on her community. So congratulations on that.
Thanks, Lindy.
She's very humble, and her retreat is phenomenal. If you can spare the time and get yourself over there, you also do a fun little, we did a fun wine tasting. We learned a lot about wine. We learned about olive oils.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, olive oil over there is very different than here.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, wow.
Totally. Yeah. There's a lot, lots to learn.
There's so much in the bitters and it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's many ways to stay connected to Casey. And one of the things I think you can all definitely just take away from this is, you know, try to recognize and get a healthcare provider or a team established around you. That's, I think, one of the ways I've been successful managing MS in the body for 20 years is I found kind of people that listen to me. They don't just tell me what to do. I mean, I did that the first 7 or 8 years when I was diagnosed. I did everything the doctor said because they were the doctor and they knew what's best.
Right.
And our journey is not to question them because they have amazing knowledge and challenge them, but like, then I was not happy taking all of these different, you know, pharmaceuticals. So I was like, how can I support my body to combat MS?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So that's where I was able to get a naturopathic practitioner in to help me bring some of that. I started my yoga journey, started the Underground Kindness, and of course wrote the books. But I think it's really important that people take the time to really find providers that will support them in – and ideally not a conflictual or confrontational way. It's just how do you blend the two? Because they're both very necessary in this world.
I agree. Yeah. Conventional colleagues, they're some of my best friends,
absolutely.
You know, and I call them for things and they call me for things. And I think you have a team that's open, that's important. And I think just Lindy, you're a living testimony and inspiration to your journey. And thanks for bringing all the light that you do into this world. It's, you share it so beautifully.
It's always so random. I just never know. I have such a crazy, quite an active brain. But Casey, thank you so much for joining us. And I really hope people do reach out and either come to one of your retreats, at least maybe just get on the newsletter. And again, it's Dr. Casey Carr. And then I will post a link on Let Your Color Out Life. I will post this recording if you want to hear it again and find ways to just circle up. And don't forget to maybe take a few extra minutes and get up early and just watch your thoughts. Don't judge them.
Yeah.
And say a few kind things to yourself if you have a moment. So
love it.
Casey, have a beautiful day, everyone. And thank you very much, Dr. Casey Carr, for joining us.
Thank you, Lindy. So enjoyed this.
Thanks for listening to North Idaho Radio.